this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of October 20th in News on the Edge. So locally, there's just so many building projects that are being activated, and really it's kind of in three different phases. There's the ones that are opening to the public now after many years of building. There's the ones that are groundbreaking and will be open in a couple years. And then there's a variety of proposals that are coming from really all over the city of St. Pete, whether it's the Carillon area, the downtown area nearby with Edge and Grand Central, the Skyway Marina District, the Deuces, West St. Pete. It's just literally all over, and it's great to see such a variety of projects. And all of these projects, it's the next phase of St. Pete's evolution. It's in the billions of dollars. It's going to affect our residents, workers, visitors, and community for generations to come. So I always tell folks, just get involved at the various forums and opportunities to voice your opinion. I hear people sometimes speak about things that they don't like, but they never got involved. So let's get involved. The Edge Business District Association, we're a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing really on three keys. Those are advocacy, promotion, and education for our over 140 businesses that look to us for guidance. So quite an honor to do that. Some upcoming events in the Edge and nearby. October 25th from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. is the Mezzo Market and also the nearby Sunshine City Market. So that's a huge activity in the Edge. Plan to, kind of take a little bit of time getting your parking spot because we're very popular that weekend. Thousands of people come into the district to see those local makers along Baum Avenue. And then on October 26th, noon to 5 p.m. is Halloween on Central. More about that in a minute. October 30th is Networking in the Edge. So from noon to 1 p.m. out front of Suncoast Credit Union there at the Roundabout in the Edge, we're highlighting just getting out and getting physical, getting some exercise. So the Edge District is exactly 1 mile if you loop Central Avenue inside the Edge. So we're going to be signing people up. The goal is to have 1 million steps within the next year from that Networking in the Edge. And you can meet new people or just kind of walk with yourself around the district. On November the 1st is Trash or Treat. So that is a cleanup that starts at Sans Market on that Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon, just to beautify the district and kind of find anything that might have gotten left behind after Halloween. There's really dozens of events around the Edge. Check those out at edgedistrict.org/events. Some other announcements. Did you know over 100,000 people are coming to Halloween on Central? So with a population of about 275,000, about 1 in 3 people from St. Pete are going to be at the Halloween on Central. So we thank Radio St. Pete for being great partners and participants at this event. And then you can come and see them at the Moxie Hotel on that Sunday, October 26th. And a big thank you to our Halloween sponsors. Without them, this would not be happening for the community. So our title sponsors, Arc Ellison Horace LLC, our diamond sponsors, T-Fiber, so the T-Mobile Group came in again this year. We thank them. Visit St. Pete Clearwater is involved. Our platinum sponsors, Curaleaf, Sunrunner PSTA. Our gold sponsors, the Ruth Law Team, Big Frog, Custom T-Shirts, and more. They also help print our totes for that event. And last but not least, our silver sponsors, so Steinger, Green, and Finer. Kitchens Today, St. Anthony's, Suncoast Credit Union, JLG, Jeeves Law Group, Angry Orchard, Hard Cider. So thank everyone for getting involved and helping us out. New and coming soon to the district, if you've seen, came around this weekend, we've got beautiful new plants. So a big thank you to Meredith Pericles and the volunteers that helped replant the city landscaping pots in the Edge. They're Florida native and drought resistant, so they're going to give us beauty all year round. And thank you also to the Tampa Bay Estuary Program that helped make the project possible. There's over a dozen new businesses joining the Edge this year. Peach Pump is open, Berg Nutrition is open, Drunken Walk is a Ferg's pop-up truck in the front lot. The new Pet Vet is opening soon, Central Pet Express Care focusing on nights and weekends. Bosphorus is one of my favorite upcoming. It's a Turkish Mediterranean restaurant. I'm literally salivating every time I say that word. Can't wait for them to open. Probably looks like November, so not far away. And then our neighbors nearby, Sunshine City Popcorn, has a new dessert and coffee partner. Eat this dessert first. As if you're looking to live in the Edge, Viv Upscale Apartments are opening November 2025, so right around the corner. Studios up to 3 bedrooms, 269 units. They expect to be fully booked within the first year. So if you want to live there, it's just super, super elevated experience. St. Pete Calisthenics nearby, 1965th Avenue South. It's our new neighbors. Get exercising there. And really a great time to find a brick and mortar in the Edge. If you're interested, info@edgedistrict.org. It can help connect you. There are 38 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge. We've got over 12 new places slated to open over the next year and an additional 12 over the next few years to make really the Edge the yummiest district in St. Pete. Always something fun to eat and see. And if you're shopping, it's only 10 weeks till Christmas. Start shopping now. Cool like gift ideas. Maybe make a candle for your loved ones at the candle pour. Get an experience gift card from Floridorama, Zubrick Magic Theater, Great Exploration, Star Trolley, all partners of ours. Also, I like giving a donation to a charity on behalf of a loved one. So whether it's CASA, Creative Clay, Westcare, Daystar, 15th Street Farm, Blue Urban Project, Global Love Project, Mind Over Matter, Top Button St. Pete. Think about those charities and give on behalf of a loved one. Gift baskets are really cool. Make your own. So you can get a kitchen gift basket with Kalamazoo Olive, Sans Market, Sunshine City Popcorn, Eat This Dessert First. Maybe it's a make your own beer or drink basket from Green Bench and First Avenue Liquors. My folks always love when I put those together for them. Or buy art. What a great, like, you can't find another piece like it. Articles, gallery, and creative clay to buy some art for a loved one. A melting pot experience, a staycation at Moxie or Mint House, or maybe it's like a gift card for a treatment at Massage Luxe or a facial at Clean Your Dirty Face. So let's do some cool shopping and local shopping this Christmas. So services, we've got our new website, over 18 categories of businesses to choose from for those service categories. Entertainment, eat, drink, shop, play, entertain in the Edge. Best thing you could do. We've got over 1,000 parking spaces now, plus Tropicana nearby. And last but not least, let's help our local not-for-profits and mission-driven businesses. Calling attention to Creative Clay. They have their largest annual fundraiser. It's at the Coliseum on November the 16th, and it's all day. So no excuse not to go. 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., live music, food, drinks, art, experiences, but most importantly, community. Check us out, edgedistrict.org.